So here's a nativity scene. This is known as the star from afar. Anybody do star from afar? No? We got little baby Jesus. I'll move so you can see it. We've got some wise men from the east, I think. That might be a wise man. There's some people here. Some sheep. A little shepherd. Oh, hi. An angel. They're there. Oh, that's Joseph. Sorry, bro. Mary and Joseph hanging out. This is just a little nativity. So some of y'all, most of y'all have at least one. There's a wise man. Some of you guys have many. Here's the deal. I have five at my house, and I'm about to make my son another one. And at my house, we are supposed to do star from afar. We don't. But like really, my son Abel just takes these, and he's like, sheep, They've become toys. We're just used to them. And it's such an amazing scene, but we get used to seeing them in front yards and projected on the side of our church and playing with, like, I think they're called little people. Anybody have the little people version, the little toy? Your dog's probably chewed on it, or your little brother. But so this is the nativity. This is the birth of Jesus. And most of us are just kind of used to just playing with it and probably throwing them down the stairs. Here comes a wise man. Wah! And it's so awesome that you've got 10 and that each of us have one, but it's not awesome that it really doesn't hold a place in our heart. Just like the songs we're used to singing, most of us are just desensitized, meaning we just don't think about it anymore. It's just a toy. It's just something we do. It's just a tradition. Go find the star, elf on a shelf. And so just like last week where we saw a different side of Mary, I want to just briefly show you a different side of the nativity. Of what it represented and who the people were in it, and then how our role is also supposed to be in there. So there are many roles here. We're not going to hit all of them. But three big ones that we're going to look at very quickly are Joseph, Mary, the parents of Jesus, and the shepherds. And so Luke 2, if you got your Bibles, we're going to go into that. We're going to dive in really quickly. It's going to also be on the screen. We read some of this last week, but we're going to read it again. Starting Luke 2, verse 1. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed. Remember, he is Mary, not married to her, engaged, betrothed. And verse 6, and while they were there, the time came for her to give birth because she was with child. I want to stop there for a second, okay? Just like Mary was scared to death and we looked like that last week, Joseph is being told that his future wife is about to have a baby that's not his. Culturally, it's not okay. He could have been kicked out. Mary could have been killed. It would have been normal for this guy to just distance himself from her or make a fool of her so that he didn't make a fool of himself. There's an account in Matthew that talks more about Joseph, but here's what happened. An angel, just like the angel came to Mary, an angel came to Joseph and said, hey, Joseph, your future wife is going to have a son, not like any other son. His name is Jesus. He's God, and he's going to save the world. And what Joseph could have done is just gone, whoa, that's way too hard. That messes up my world. That messes up my reputation. And he could have just pushed it away. But what Joseph did is Joseph received Christ. The message that the Son of God had came, was going to come into the world and then die and raise again to defeat sin and death. He didn't fully know the death and resurrection yet, but that God would come. Joseph didn't just reject Jesus and everything with it. He said, you know what? I'm going to stick with this woman, and I'm going to love this man, Jesus. I know that because he stayed. He didn't just run when it got hard. He received Christ. He believed that this was God's gift. And he walked in it regardless of the consequences, regardless of how his reputation would be affected. And he received the greatest gift that God had ever given to this world, Jesus. So, Joseph received Christ, and then we continue. I'm going to start again in verse 6. While they were there, Joseph and Mary, the time came for her to give birth. Because she's with child, right? She's pregnant, 7. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. We learned a lot about Mary last week. If you weren't here last week, you can go back and hear that message. Mary carried Jesus, the message of Jesus, the person of Jesus. How she was called to do it is very different than you and I. But what Mary did is she delivered Christ. She not only received him, she not only believed in him, she very, like in reality, gave birth to Jesus, very different than us, but she delivered the truth, the way, the truth, and the life, and brought that message to the world so that men may know and hear the truth of Christmas, the truth that God loves them, is pursuing them, is crazy about them, and doesn't want to just be here, but wants to call them home to know God themselves. Mary delivered Christ to the world and boldly, regardless of the consequences, regardless what it took, gave man Jesus. God gave man Jesus. But Mary was who he did it through. And then the story continues. Again, a familiar scene, one that we just sang about. Hark the herald. You're going to hear a lot of those verses that we sang right here in these verses. And it says in verse 8, I'm going to read a big chunk of scripture. Don't check out. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. Remember, just like Mary, you're not going to see an angel and go, wow, this is amazing. You're going to be scared to death. There's a semi that's like right in front of you. You've never even seen a semi. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem to see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste, meaning they went incredibly quickly. They sprinted and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all of these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. What the shepherds did is they worshiped Christ. When they heard of this good news, they too could have rejected it. They too could have been like, hey, we got a job to do. We got, I can't leave these sheep. Ah, it's kind of far away. What do you mean? I've never heard of that. That's crazy. They left everything they had. They ran as fast as they could, and they worshiped Jesus. With everything they had, in spite of the fear, they gave him all the glory. To go back, I think starting in verse 18, it says, all who heard it, all who heard what the shepherds could not stop talking about. Their worship wasn't just, hey, let's grab a guitar and let's sit around John Mayer style and just go, what's up, Jesus? Yeah, hark, baby. They weren't just singing around him. They couldn't help but scream it from the mountains. They couldn't help but go, hey, hey, have you heard this? There's a baby. What who cares? It's the Messiah. It's the one you've heard about your whole life. It's the one that you are sacrificing to hope that he comes. You don't have to anymore. He's come. And when all heard it, what the shepherds had told them, they wondered, wait, what? Wait, seriously? And so when you talk about Christmas, when you talk about your life, when you're singing, whatever you're singing, are people wondering of the goodness of God and going, oh, I want some of that? Or are they wondering if you know him? Are they wondering with you, oh God, we want to praise you? Or are they wondering if there's a God worthy of being praised? The shepherds heard the truth and they ran and they worshiped him. In verse 20, it says the shepherds returned to their fields, returned to their sheep, returned to their jobs, and they glorified and praised God for all they'd seen and all that had been told them. They worshiped. So three roles. I think this is Mary. They're both wearing headdresses and dresses. But this, we got Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds. Joseph received Christ. Mary delivered Christ. And the shepherds worshiped him. So what will you do this Christmas? Some of you in here, you've maybe heard this truth, but you don't believe it. Maybe you've never heard it before. Will you receive Jesus? not an idea of him, not anything different than just the free gift that God gave you, his son, born to dwell among us, but to die, to raise to new life again, so you could know God and not have to have sin mark your life, but righteousness and relationship with him. And if you know him, will you choose, like Mary, to deliver not just a message, but the person of Jesus lived out in your life to a hurting world? And then will all of us, regardless of where you are, regardless of what life brings to you, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what you think is important, will you choose to worship him? Not just by singing, but living a life where you just can't help but scream it from the mountains so that people will know. This is what we sing carols about. This is what the nativity scene represents. And so I hope, guys, when you go and you see one in somebody's front yard and it's lit up in plastic, or when you're playing with your little people, I hope you remember the truth of Christmas. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can live in a country where we can show Jesus, where all over, even in malls, the gospel is on display. It just looks like normal people. Thank you that you use normal people, broken people, little people like shepherds to show the truth of the gospel and to give that message to a hurting and broken world. Thank you that you love us. May we respond by receiving you, delivering Jesus to the world, regardless of where we are, worshiping you because you are God and you're good and you love us. Thank you for Christmas. Thank you for Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Love y'all. Merry Christmas.